thousands of people living in refugee camp in Tripura ever since rebels attacked Baghbet village, still scared to return home. The story is not much different from that of people living in hundreds of refugee camps across India, but the situation is worse. Devoid of voting rights, forgotten by the government, at least 330 families in Kalyanpur refugee camp of Tripura are fighting a daily battle with poverty, death and destitution. Camp inmates often complain that the basic facilities at most of these shelters, including the one at Kalyanpur, are very poor.
We are dying because of lack of food. We have no clothes. Winter is knocking at the door. No one knows how many of us will survive, how many will die. No food, no fields to cultivate, no homes, nothing. We are homeless people without any livelihood who don't know how to carry on. If the government does not do something for us, we will all die.
Lack of health services make these camps ideal centers for breakout of epidemics, especially waterborne diseases. With the groundwater table lying very close to the surface, source of drinking water is usually a pit dug in the ground and surrounded by stones. Local legislator Kajol Das, who settled the inmates at the camp after ultras attacked their village 2 years back, said the main problem was lack of livelihood.
There was extremist violence on May 20th, 2000. Since then, people of four villages have been living here. I took a personal initiative and convinced people who own this land to ensure that these refugees could live here when they had nowhere to go. But now the problem is that since they have lost everything when they came here, they need a source of livelihood to survive, but they don't have that.
Tripura has been plagued by insurgency for 2 decades, with local tribals blaming migrant Bangladeshis and non-tribal Bengalis for most ills in the state. Several rebel groups are fighting for autonomy or independence in the region, where many political movements are linked to tribal feuds or ethnic rights. Poonam Dagar, ANI.